You have a girl, she is your little girl, she is your what?
Daughter.
Mm-hmm. And if you have two, you say we have a boy. If you have a son and you have a daughter, you say, well, we have two, a boy
and a girl.
What do they call this thing where they put babies in and they wheel it along the street, you know, four wheels on
them? That's it.
Well, it's a little bigger, I was thinking.
Baby carriage?
Mm-hmm. And before they had doctors and hospitals everywhere so much, they had a, sometimes they had in childbirth, they had a woman come
midway.
In and help. Yeah. If a man has a picture of his son, say, you want to make the man feel good and say, boy, he's a good looking boy. He looks
like his father.
Any other way to express that? He
kept off the block.
You might, speaking of the way somebody behaves, you might say, well, I don't like to behave that way. That may be the way you were, you acted at home, but I wasn't what?
Brought up that way?
Yeah. Suppose you see a boy 1 year and he's 5 feet tall, you see him the next year and he's 6 feet tall. You say, Bob did what?
Like a weed.
Or he what?
Growing like a weed.
Well, he did what, though, in 1 year?
He just shot up.
Well, he just a plain word. He, the word for that. So.
He's growing.
You'd say, you might see him and you'd say, my, how you, what?
Growing.
Yeah. What word would you use for an illegitimate child around here?
It's a bastard, but I don't know a common name for it.
Local, you ever hear anybody say Woods Colt around here?
No, I don't believe so.
How about the, you are what relation to your uncle? You are your uncle's
nephew.
And what do you call a child who doesn't have any parents at all?
Orphan.
And if somebody adopts her, you'd say they're, or some man that should adopt her, you'd say he's her legal what?
Father?
Well, or he's not a real father, but
no.
What do they call that? I guess they use it. I don't know whether they use it in legal papers or not. But
guardian, you mean?
Yeah. Suppose you have all the aunts and uncles and cousins and brothers and sisters together for a big get together, you might say, well, all my what were here?
Aunts and uncles?
Well, not just their brothers and sisters. What's the general term you have for everybody?
Kith and kin. A kit and caboodle or something like that, you mean?
Yeah, I'll use that for that word. Well, I was thinking of what, that's two. Would you use that just for those particular people or for any crowd?
For everybody, I should think.
For any crowd. Mm. Well, this particular crowd, though, is a crowd of your what?
Relatives, you mean?
Yeah. A couple characters in the Bible. Do you remember the two sisters in the Bible? Do you remember the two sisters that Jesus used to visit? Remember their names?
Mary and Martha.
Yeah. In the first book in the New Testament,
Matthew.
Mm-hmm. And there used to be a song. I was seeing some girl home.
Over. No way.
Yeah. And what's the short word for William or the familiar word?
Bill.
Or another one, two syllable word.
Billy?
Yeah. If you have a woman whose name is Cooper, she was married, or a woman who was married to a man named Cooper, you'd say he's Mr. Cooper and she's what?
Mrs. Cooper?
Yeah. My father's sister is my what relation?
Aunt.
Before Eisenhower was elected president, what rank did he have in the army?
Four-star general.
Mm-hmm. And, well, this...